What's up, everybody? Welcome to Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V. We are your scroll queens, as you know. Mm-hmm. Y'all should be familiar with this at this point, okay?
Yes.
I'm one of your hosts, Jen, and this is...
V Greasy. What's going on, my scrollers? What's up?
So, y'all, we in another hot episode. Me and V ready to get some reels going. We ready to roll into it.
Yep.
And do it with y'all,
yeah.
Okay? Y'all ready for another great episode?
Yes, Jen, we
but
ready.
First, V.
What, girl?
First, we got a cheers to a good night.
Oh, but of course. But of course.
We got a cheers to a great night.
Cheers,
love. Sip,
I love
sip.
These glasses.
Mm-hmm. And as you know, I'm still doing mocktails.
Yes.
V has a little something hers.
A little splash of alky. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I like it. I love it for you. I'll be back on the game.
You gonna be back then.
I'm gonna be back on the alky wagon.
Promise.
I promise. Okay. I might be too drunk on the show the first time I come back. All right, but it's all good.
It's all for the good. You're doing it for a good
I'm
reason.
I'm doing it for a good
cause,
reason.
A good
you know, I'm
for
doing
you.
It as a sacrifice. You
Absolutely.
Know, I gotta give back to my God.
I love that.
But, you know, it's all about the fun, and we're about to roll into some fun, okay?
Yes.
V.
Yes, sir.
What we got up for the Scroll Club starting off, hunty?
It's our favorite section,
it
Jen.
It is.
The comment section! Yes, because y'all light it up in the comments, and we are here to talk about it, okay? And I'm going to get us started, Jen.
I love it.
Check us out.
All right.
Us girls are sick of being told... to dress sexy. Leave us alone, okay? I just use it at Real Runcina. That's my girl. I love her videos. What you got for us, Runcina?
I am not buying no more lingerie. You better come up here and lift up this family reunion shirt. I need to have some decency. I know that you're reading the names of all my family members. That don't matter. By the time you lift this shirt, I'm butt ass naked. So what does it matter? What you trying to get into? You trying to get into my family? You trying to get into me?
Okay.
Runcina! Girl.
He's trying to get into the family and you, boo.
Okay, both.
And you.
Both of them.
How about
B-O-F.
That?
Okay,
so
both of them.
You better raise up this family reunion.
Yes,
shirt.
Okay.
And we do wear them.
Yes, we. I know I wear mine faithfully to bed when I'm around the house chilling.
Yeah,
yes.
Me too.
Commenters, what y'all think about what Real Runcina said? I am Stacey Speller. Lifting up the family reunion shirt is diabolical. Girl, you know it's true, Stacey, girl. You know it's true.
It's a nice cotton. She got that nice cotton. James Brown _ sings.
Okay.
All right, says, mind you in lingerie recording this.
It is kind of giving lingerie vibes. Lingerie a little bit.
Okay.
It's Jasmine Ho says, I love being black. So we all sleeping in big ass family reunion shirts.
It is what it is.
Because you want what's under here anyway.
And then they've been washed so much.
Right.
They're real comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Good quality too. Mr. J. Washington hitting it from the back while learning the family history of the drink of the Dinkins / Johnson's clan. Now that is diabolical.
Yeah,
that
you
is,
gonna learn.
I gotta
every
give
last
you a
name.
Bro, I gotta give you a hand
yes.
clap, Mr. J. Washington, on that one.
You gonna learn every last name?
I'd be like,
sir.
I'd be like Uncle Johnson, Clay.
Yes. Oh, yes. Comedian Black Run says, I'm finna knock a name off the tree. Listen, Black Run, you better
like
knock
that.
It off. Knock it off. Okay?
Get these branches
Somebody
out the way.
Somebody rocking, knocking the
Get
boom.
These branches out the way. I love that.
This is so good. Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, let's keep on with the comment section.
That's funny.
We are so sick of not getting the tea.
Give us the tea.
Stop okay. being stingy, all right? TikTok user Shandon Gregory posted this.
My best friend Olivia have been trying to find out who this girl's baby daddy is for years. It started out, she posted the ultrasound on Facebook, and we were like, okay. And then she tagged a black guy, and his race is important for the story, okay? And we were like, okay, yeah, that's the dad. And he really did not look like her type, and it had nothing to do with his race. It was just like, he really didn't look like they were, like, matching up. You know what I'm saying? Then the baby is born, and she posts a picture of the baby. It is a fully white baby, okay? This is a white girl I'm talking about, by the way. And fully white baby, blonde hair, blue eyes. We're like, okay. Well, she did the Philly fake out on the black dad. So he's not the dad. He leaves the picture. Then she keeps uploading things that are, like, of the baby in outfits that say, I love my dad, daddy's boy, stuff like, you know. And we're like, who the hell is the dad? And then she posts a picture of the birth certificate and covers up the dad part. Girl, I know you're lying. Just tell us.
And I hate when people do that. I despise that. I'm gonna go to the comment section, Jen. But okay. I despise when people do that.
Okay. All right. J-Day, V.
Oh, yes. Okay, J-Day. Y'all hella nosy, but I love it. Give us an update when you found out. She said, give us the tea. Okay.
Okay, so Charlie said, let me guess. Y'all went to high school with her and haven't spoken to her since? Because my bestie and I are just like this.
Wow, that's kind of, yeah. I guess everybody got their, you know.
Possibility.
Right, yeah. All right, burner account 777. Post the girl Facebook. I promise you I can find the answer. Hashtag boots on the ground journalism. Okay. I know that's right. I love that little look at me, Miss J. Mean. Because I can find out, baby. Investigative skills.
Yeah, got my detective skills. Right. And my hat and my magnifying glass ready. Amanda Munn, I have a feeling the baby has similar questions.
Not the baby got
pretty
questions.
Pretty sure. Especially as when they grow up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But Isa says, oh, he is married. See, that's why sis ain't posting the daddy name and all that. See?
Not giving to the
tea. Yeah, picture, right. That's the tea.
Oh, okay.
That's probably the tea.
Sierra the scientist, unfortunately, I'm the type to ask. Straight like, up, you are. I know you are.
I know
you
I am like, nosy.
So who the dad?
Who the dad then? So now, wait a minute. You saw it on Facebook?
You and my mom, definitely.
I need to know, y'all.
And I
need
to know. I'd be like this.
Jen be like, I don't know. It's about who? I don't know. I'm like, Jen, you didn't find out.
Look, I'd be like, nope. That wasn't really important to me. Like, that's important.
That is very important.
That's important.
I don't like cryptic messages on Facebook. You post something as major as that. You know, like, dad this, dad that on the baby's t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And then on the birth certificate, you cover up the dad's name.
Yeah.
You know people want to know. Why even post it? That's my thing. You know people going to ask. Yeah. Then you don't post the answer.
Right.
You're leaving, like, little breadcrumbs. Yeah. I don't like when people do that. Yeah. I'm like, I ignore
it. Maybe they want attention.
Yes, exactly.
But don't do that to the baby.
Right.
Don't do that to the toddler.
Because
the
you want attention.
Right.
She probably was like, oh, they probably want to know who the
daddy
is.
Don't keeping even worry it spicy. About it.
Yeah.
Keeping people interested.
Yeah, I don't like when people do that at all.
Okay,
okay, y'all. More of the comment section, y'all.
Yay.
Here's also what we tired of. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. We sick of tired of getting sick. I don't like it. I'm tired of being sick.
Look,
okay?
I'm tired of being tired.
Right. TikTok user at Jaden Sky. Girl, show us what you posted.
Okay, so it says, my BF ordered a shrimp steak, and usually the smell never bothers me, but this time I'm literally on the verge of hurling.
Oh, so could you be preggers or something? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Also, we sick of getting sick.
Okay,
I don't know. Okay, comments?
Okay, I guess.
Let's see if y'all can interpret this. Katira say, hey, hon.
Like, let me talk to you. Like, she hold her head. Like, hey, hon, let me talk to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Come talk to me, sister. Megan Adams says, are you late for anything? That's what I was suspecting. Anything at all.
You like, did say that.
Yeah, it's giving me preggers.
Because she said, usually it don't bother her.
Right, but now all of a sudden it's bothering you?
Yeah. Hmm. Maggie, girl, stop at Walgreens on your way home. Go on and get you a clear blue.
Right.
You know.
Get you a test shot.
It'll tell you right
plus
away.
Plus a negative, okay? LL says, my ew orange chicken turns 20 in July. See what I'm saying? Because she was preggers. 20 years later, okay? Because she was preggers.
Happy birthday to him in July, okay? Sarah McBride, my get that ground beef out of this house before I file for divorce turns a year on the 17th.
See what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
When that starts up, we need to talk, sis. Go get your pregnancy test.
We need
bookie.
Some answers, see her too.
Okay, right. Megan says, mine, this chicken smells too chickeny. Just turned 18. Congrats.
These babies, I'm proud of them.
Okay.
I'm proud of y'all mamas.
Ooh.
Okay. Kayla Patton, do we say congratulations or condolences?
Oh, dang. Mm. Okay. Because, girl, get you a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
And see, that's what happened to me, too, when I was pregnant mm-hmm. with Jaden. I love fish. Fish is my absolute favorite food. Fried catfish, that is.
Okay.
And for some reason, I couldn't stand fish. I couldn't, all of a sudden, it's like, I hate fish. I hated the smell of it, the look of it, didn't want the taste of it. And I was like, why I don't like fish? It's my favorite food. Child, then next thing you know, I started getting very nauseous. I was like, what is going on? Not thinking, girl, you're having sex all the time, V. You may be pregnant. Didn't even enter my mind, child. I've been popping that coochie, okay? Popping it. And not even thinking, like, child.
Okay? I love it.
Getting it in.
I'm here for it.
Right? Getting it in, girl, strong. And I was like, I don't know. My mom visited from Louisiana because at that time she was living in Louisiana. Uh-huh. So she came to visit, whatever. And I really couldn't enjoy her because I was so sick. I was nauseous. So my mama was like, how long you been sick? And I was like, oh, mom, it's been like a week or two. I said, I don't like fish. I can't stand the sound of it. I said, I'd be nauseous. I don't know what's going on, mama.
Be greasy.
She said, go get you a pregnancy test. You might be pregnant. I said, oh, mama, come on now. No, I ain't ready for no children right now. Now, mind you, I'm like, what, 23 at the time?
Yeah.
I said, I ain't ready for no children. I was still doing my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to live life. Right. Trying to figure out you still, I'm
baby,
sure.
Baby. Peed on that stickity stick. That thing lit up like a Christmas tree.
How did you feel, V?
I don't know. I just, you mean shocked. Like after I found out? Yes, like, I was shocked for the most part. Just absolutely shocked.
My best friend threw up all over the steering wheel in the car.
Oh my, see, that's a
just
shock.
The shock of
it's the shock
you,
of it. I'm like,
you're going to be a mom.
Right.
Raising a whole kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And 18 years later, I can't stand the smell of fish. 18 years later.
Yeah.
It'd be
but
19
what they
in
said
June.
About people that dream about fish, though.
Yeah, that means somebody is pregnant. Somebody that is pregnant. So
this fish, I'm telling you,
I'm
fish
telling
is in the season right
fish
now.
It is,
it's
honey.
Lit.
And see, I love me some fish. So that's why I say this is something wrong. Something wrong.
Right, right.
Tell sign number one. Right, exactly.
All right. Well, now y'all got in V's business.
Exactly.
In V's business. I love it. I love a good story, though.
Yes.
You know, it might help me, like, let me check my...
Mm-hmm. Because those get tender.
Okay. Mm. Well, you know, this is good tea, so I know.
Right, exactly.
You know,
what
to look
expect.
For.
Right.
Okay. Mm. All right, y'all. You know what we're not sick of, though?
What?
Maloney. Okay, TikTok user, Finn the Biggest.
Mm.
Let's see it.
Every time someone on my father's side of the family died, they let my cousin Melanie sing. Now, Melanie can't sing. Not only can Melanie not sing, she has an accent, right? You would have thought she was born in Nigeria and moved to the States a couple of years ago because she was raised around her Nigerian father. However, she was raised in New York and Brooklyn, so her having this accent, I don't really understand it, but you know, it is what it is. I think what throws me the most about the accent is she talks as if English is her second language when she only knows English. So again, why do you speak this way? I have no clue. She also grew up with my aunt in the house. Like, her parents were together for the first couple of years of her life. You always lived in my aunt. My aunt has no accent at all. So it just throws the out of me, but in a good way. Anyways, here's a video of her singing at the last funeral.
Please show.
Because it's
please.
Not good.
Okay.
It does sound bad to me. Like, I couldn't understand what she was saying, but like her little tune,
get
it didn't
me
sound
to the
bad,
casket.
Right? Like, I want to see the whole, you know.
I want to see
shenanigans.
How the body's been prepared.
I want to see everything. Yeah, you love stuff like this. But pull me to the casket. I want to see
forget
the casket.
The singing.
Show me the casket.
Let me
show
view
me the
body.
Right. Jen love a child. Jen is not scared of like looking at the caskets and stuff. Oh, I forgot about the comments, child.
It's okay. Woo. Chris, Milani. Watching you talk about her heavenly voice. Look at,
I love that Tammy Roman meme. Like, baby, you talking about me?
Melania,
say, I know you ain't talking about me.
She is on social media looking at right now, just real.
Queenie says, she said, y'all must like it because y'all keep asking her. Like, you keep asking, so.
Somebody let her perform.
Right. Over and over again.
Brian, the name dropping the video is crazy work.
Right. Why drop her name? For real. That's funny. Ray says, the video of her singing and you clapping.
And with the phone.
Right.
Hitting the phone while you clapping. Mira, Melania gonna make sure she sings at yours.
house. Mm-hmm. Oh,
and you can't do nothing about it.
Look, knock on wood.
Exactly.
Knock on wood. All right, y'all. We got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back, me and V. What we got for him up next, V?
Chick Chat. Y'all bring it on back to scrolling with you girls.
Jen and V.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. Jen is over here feeling sorry for Milani. Jen feels so bad.
I wish I could have heard the song a little louder.
Right. It didn't sound bad though.
I don't like people talking about family.
Jen heart is broken over here, y'all.
And at a funeral.
Right.
We're trying to be as best as we can be, you know? In the moment.
Right, I know. All right, y'all, let's get to our second segment for tonight. What we got for them, Jen?
Chick Check.
Chick Check, we got your back on that, okay?
Because them gum smack, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And that's what me and V about to do.
That's right. Okay. What you got for us, JB?
All right. Y'all, look, I talk to the guy I love with all of my heart.
Oh.
Okay. TikTok user I'm Cherish LOL posted this.
No, I didn't. I love you. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you.
I love you too.
Say it with some passion.
I love you too.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Ooh.
Was that a black dude?
I don't know.
It don't look like it was.
Oh, do the. Oh, we got a little glimpse, Jen. You're right. Jen sees everything, y'all. Okay.
She just calls him out.
She called him. Ooh, and she caught him in the end where he didn't even know Ninja.
She the dominant.
Yes, clearly. Clearly.
She the dominant.
He buys her everything she wants and everything. You can just tell based off of this. You're right, Jen. She's the dominant one.
Once you had that, once you got that chocolate. It's hard to go back to the white milk.
Right.
Okay, once you had that chocolate, you come on this side. Mm-hmm. You done dipped your finger in the wishing well.
I'm telling you, baby.
You said, I know you told them.
I bet he likes
and I saw that don't look like no
girl, you see
no,
everything.
No ninja to
I didn't
me.
Even see nothing at all first glance. That's funny.
Okay. All right.
I love you too, ninja.
Yeah. I'm like, no.
Like, leave me alone.
Look, V.
He ain't no ninja.
No.
Ain't no.
I say, rewind that video.
You sure did.
Cause that's me pausing.
Right.
Like,
right.
Wait
like,
a minute. Wait.
All right, honey.
Talking to that man like that.
All right. Why surprise proposers is low-key a red flag, y'all. Ooh, are they now? Mm. TikTok user at Make Me Laugh Sam. Show us what you posted.
The hardest part about getting engaged was acting like I wasn't upset at my man for being a good liar. Because what do you mean you pulled it off without me knowing? Okay, of course it was my dream to be surprised. And of course you gave me everything I ever wanted. But that's a red flag. Okay? You didn't even seem nervous. How were you able to pull it off? Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at him like, let that be the last time you surprise me. And don't let it be the last time you surprise me because this relationship requires romance. So let's plan a wedding.
That poor man's so confused.
Yeah, and she is too.
You right. You messing it up she for us, lady. Surprise me.
She needs to get some Adderall or something.
Something. Calm down.
See, didn't we have her before on a reel?
We did.
Where she was adamant about how he was being a punk.
Exactly. That's her, Jen. That is her. Because she was saying, like, argue back with me. Yeah, like, don't just let me buy.
Like, yeah.
Like, so, argue back with me.
I guess that's her thing.
That's her thing. She's so aggressive.
Yeah.
So you got to find a man that can, match your energy, sees, because honey,
I'm telling
you, a good, solid, strong, confident man, they ain't going for that. Yeah. Cause she like, don't surprise.
But you know what? Like, somebody gonna marry her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, somebody gonna be with her.
There's somebody for everybody.
Somebody is gonna be with her. Cause believe it or not, the crazy and cuckoos, they get it
they
too.
They secure the men.
Yeah,
they
and it's weird. Men. I'm like,
but that's why I say a confident, strong-willed man, they not going for that kind of behavior. But somebody going to go for that behavior.
Somebody going to tell her, shut up and
drop a
dime on her.
Yeah.
Like, you like, good.
Right.
Shut up.
Here's
$10,000. Go do what you want to do.
Right. You doing too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dang, very aggressive. It's,
yeah. I'm like, dang, girl. Yeah,
that's a red flag.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm like, cuz.
She's a red flag.
Like, cuz, let that go.
She's going to be a problem, right? She's going to be a problem.
All right, y'all, let's keep it on with the chick chat. What does your man do for work?
What does he do?
Sophie Ogle posted this.
Talking about my man, and then people were like, what does he do for work? I'm like, I don't know. And can we look like his parole officer? I'm just living good. Like, I'm going to make him wear an ankle monitor so I can keep up with his every move. Like, Coach Sophie, I'm going to be asking for a play-by-play every time he does something. Like, I don't give a f*** what he does, okay? I don't know. He, like, puts clothes on and, like, goes to work.
Does he?
He pays for my dinner, and I'm, like, not embarrassed to be seen out in public with him, so, like, that's enough. What he does when he goes to work is between him and God. I don't care.
Let me tell you.
Nah, sis, I need you to care.
I like gangster stuff.
Yeah.
If my man a drug dealer, if he is swabbling cars, you know, if he pushing coke, I ain't gonna ask.
You don't have all the bags, bills paid,
baby.
The bag calls,
Saint Laurent, Louis Vuitton.
You ain't asking no questions.
A Gucci.
Okay, lobster steak.
I'm just saying, lobster steak. I'm talking about champagne lobster rolls every day just for snacks.
Yeah, just for a snack. The champagne life.
But like, what your man do, girl? I don't know.
Girl, I don't know. But wait a minute, you mean me and you won't be working together? Because I can imagine you won't be. We won't be working together if you're making.
Oh, I still come to scroll.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm like, tell me right on in here.
I'll scroll and scroll right on.
What's your LV on? LV down, honey.
Baby, talking about, hey, babe.
I'm like, dang, girl, a new bag.
Them diamonds is glistening.
Bling, bling.
And I'm talking about, okay, that ain't nothing. Y'all ready to get this show started?
I'm like, okay, I'm blinded by the bling.
Yeah, this will be my, what you call, hobby.
Yes, I got you.
You know, this will be my hobby. I got to do something.
Right.
I can't just sit in the house.
Yeah. Right.
But don't worry. Ooh. Look. You got me.
I'm just making sure, hun. I had to check.
You got me for life. Don't worry, but I ain't going to ask no questions. All right, y'all. We got to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back with some more reels for you. What we got up next, V?
What is sis training for? Oh, girl. What you doing? Right?
I'm ready for the women.
I know. Like, what they up to? Hey, y'all, welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We have reached the last part of tonight's show. Jen, what we got for the good scrollers?
Ooh,
what's sis training for? Ooh, Jen.
We had the men.
Tell us, right?
Now we got the
sis, the sisters, okay?
We got the sisses.
The girls.
Okay, I'm going to kick us off. We're going to roll right on into it, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Why is sis running in high heels? I've done it very carefully, though. So, V, IG user Stormy G, let's see it.
Running. Excuse me, ma'am, what are you doing?
I'm training.
For what?
The Olympics.
How?
A hoe's got to be able to get back from her boyfriend before her husband gets home. Oh, that's him. Hi, honey, I'm out walking the dog.
What do you mean we don't have a dog?
You go, ho.
Oh, she is going.
She is.
Dang.
She's a runner. She's a track star. She's moving in them things.
Girl, baby, her ankle's going to be broken by 40.
Yes, and swollen.
She so said you got to train for to learn how to run from your...
For you being a hoe.
But from your boyfriend's house to your husband's house. He said, we don't have no dog.
I'm okay with all that except you married. You being a hoe and all that, that's fine. I don't judge people. You want to be a hoe, girl? Yeah, let's
see
run
her
it again.
Skills one more game.
Yeah, run it back to her, please.
Girl, running. Excuse me, ma'am, what are you doing?
I'm training.
For what?
The Olympics.
How?
A hoe's got to be able to get back from her boyfriend's before her husband gets home. Oh, that's him.
Yes, she is.
Hi, honey, I'm out walking the dog.
What do you mean we don't have a dog?
Come on. They loud.
You go, they are.
Hell,
you go.
By the girl, run, because baby, she is run team.
See, by the time she reached the house, I'm be like, clock, 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 clock. I'm like, what is that noise? I mean, how quiet can you be?
Right, exactly. Your husband's gonna be like, why are you running so fast?
Yeah, and then on the phone. And when she get there,
Like, what do you have on, girl?
Maybe she gonna beat him home and get out of it.
Oh, well, that's true, too. But, you know, girl, that's so risky. Like I said, if you want to be a hoe, be on your hotation vibes, going from here to here, do it safely. But don't do it when you married. That's what I don't like. Mm. I agree with everything else you said. You teaching the girls how to be a hoe.
Some of the husbands are doing it right now.
Oh.
So
Jean got the tea.
Let me tell you.
Y'all know I gotta find out the tea after the show is over.
It's like they do it. Like I feel like sometimes we feel like, okay, y'all doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What make a difference with
if we do it?
Just because I got titties.
It's the
like,
society.
What makes it different, you know, for me not to do it.
But if my thing is, if I gotta be a hoe and I'm married, like, I don't want to be married no more. I don't want to deal with all of that. I just don't want to deal with all that. Just be single.
You want a stability, but plus you want good D.
Right, that part. Because you do want that.
Some husbands are not giving good D either.
Yeah.
So.
Damn.
But there's stability.
But there's stability. There's a plus. Aha!
All right, y'all, we're at the end of our show. Make sure you're following us on all social media platforms. Make sure you are subscribing to YouTube and catch up on all of the Scrolling with Genevieve episodes you have missed. We gonna see y'all next time, V, right?
Yes, G.